Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I got a special guest in the house. I got my dad, Derek's Brady, in
I'm
the house.
I'm here with you.
And of course, we got JD and Los. This is the Hollywood side. You see them with the glasses on. You know, it's super summer on this side.
You know what I mean?
It's very bright over here.
I wear shorts in the winter. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes, hey, you're in LA now. You're not in Chicago no more.
That's right.
You're allowed to do that.
The winters are different.
True. Hey, exactly. Go ahead, break us off into a little.
Everybody, glad you drank.
All right.
Mr. Brady, it's an honor to have you. Welcome to Enjoy the Podcast, sir.
Thank you so much. Welcome, I'm honored to be here.
And we will get a show before 2020 is over.
Yes, fellas. Sir.
Cheers. I'm cheering for over here. A little kanpai action.
Okay. So, just to jump right into it, you know, last episode we ended with you asking the question to Brian Boudram, why do men cheat?
Right.
And I felt like that discussion needs a full episode to be unpacked.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to open the question out to everybody in the room right now, just to start off. Why do you think men cheat?
Well, the guest always goes first.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I'm observing, taking it in.
Do you want to kick it out, Jay?
All right. I can kick it off.
Good, okay.
Let's see. There's a number of reasons why men will cheat. I think for one, there has been this societal pressure that more women equals masculinity. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think that really goes down to our biological, component. You know, back in the day, you know, we were required to spread the seed to grow the human population. So there is this weird drive,
right,
to, you know, for a lack of a better term, to populate the world. And so I think it goes down to a biological level. Now, that doesn't mean that we haven't evolved and don't have self-control. Mm-hmm. But this is a pandemic. There is a lot of cheating going around. There's a lot of women who've been cheated on.
Yeah.
A lot of men who've been cheated on too.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different discussion, why women cheat.
That's right. A scary thought that there's more cheating going on during a pandemic. Like, stay your ass at home.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you running around cheating? If any time, this is the time that you shouldn't be cheating. Right. Like, now's the time that you should be. It should be easy for you to be faithful at this point.
Yeah, you're right. Seeing less people.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And you believe that black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I, you know, I've seen that on Twitter a lot, you know.
Black men don't cheat.
Black men just have friends. They don't.
That's right.
They don't cheat. They just have friends.
Just don't cheat.
Lady friends. Lady friends.
Doesn't happen. Now, if,
right, okay.
Like, other people might cheat, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts when it comes to cheating?
Yeah, I think the good question to go around the table and ask is, who here has cheated? So by show of hands, and who's ever listening, Jared's got his hand up, his dad's got his hand up, I got my hand up. Los, aka Hollywood Los, does not.
This is new name.
Wait, have you cheated, Los?
Oh,
he's like define cheating.
He's like, no, so what is cheating?
The thing is, I haven't been in very many relationships that were like defined as relationships. Like, it was, you know, a thing where I would be quote unquote cheating.
Okay.
So let's define what is constitutes of a cheat. Like, what is cheating?
Well, if you're like in a monogamous relationship and you step outside of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to add too, because I learned this the hard way. Emotional cheating is actually sometimes worse than the actual act of physically cheating, right?
Yeah.
So emotional cheating, for the people under the rock out here, is when you are texting someone else and you're building that connection, you're building that bond, right?
Yeah.
You're flirting, etc. So emotional cheating is just that. When you establish an emotional connection beyond physical, to a lot of people, especially I think women, that's more serious. That holds more than the actual physical act of cheating. So I learned that the hard way, because I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not having sex with her.
Yeah, I'm not getting physical.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But she's like, but you've been texting her for the last year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to throw that out there. But I think cheating, do we have to break it down?
I
have a theory.
Oh, here we go.
About it, right? I feel like in my experience.
Okay, yeah. Talk
men,
about it.
This is a broad stroke, right? But the majority of men, they cheat really off of opportunity.
Yeah.
Really has nothing to do for most men, whether they're in love, out of love, is happy, is good, it's great, it's sad. That's more from my experience, a woman's perspective, yeah. is it's either like not getting what they want, it's revenge, I'm gonna get you back,
right. yeah.
or right. it's, you know, you're not doing this, or you don't appreciate me anymore. Men, it's just like, that's my vibe, yeah. I have an opportunity, mm-hmm. that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's the hardest thing, I think, for women to even understand. It's like, why are you cheating? It's not,
yeah.
I'm in love with you, yeah. I'm not right. mad at you, right. we haven't argued.
No, yeah.
it was a moment.
But yeah. you know, but that's a lineage thing. You know, so like, for example, so my pops was a Rolling Stone. And I'm only saying that because he'd be the first to admit if he was here. And so it's a lineage thing, right? And if I don't do the necessary steps to break that chain, it's yeah. in me. It's in yeah. my
That's
blood.
Real.
It's natural for me to go out and cheat, right? It's a fight not to, not necessarily anymore, but it was a fight not to do that because that's all I knew.
Right.
And also, it's what I was most comfortable with.
Sure.
Because I
sure.
grew up with it. I practice it. You know, for majority of my adulthood. And so yeah. to all of a sudden just stop and go from a team to one. And there's really no handbook for that, right?
No, no,
there's
no
orientation. Welcome to Black Men Don't Cheat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Los is the spokesman.
It's genetic.
He's the professor.
That's the real genetics. So you're fighting your natural genes.
Brother, my natural genes don't want me to have this ring on my finger. Trust me.
No, they do.
Trust
they do.
Me.
They do. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been brainwashed, brother.
I guess.
You've been brainwashed, brother.
But yeah, so it's
not
it's,
in you.
It's definitely a lineage thing. And I think as black men, as we all are here, it's so important for us to not only break that chain, but develop the tools as to how to do so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because again, we weren't given it, you know, and it definitely wasn't handed to us. So
no.
yeah.
It's up to us, and there's no more excuses. You
yeah.
know? So, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think just to define what cheating is, because I think it gets a little gray area because there's a lot of different styles of relationships, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the cheating in every relationship is when somebody goes outside of the rules that mm-hmm. you have implied.
Right.
So
right.
It may not be, you may not be in a relationship.
It's true.
You may yeah, be in a situationship. You may be in an open relationship. But mm-hmm. if you guys have put parameters around your relationship and you right. have some type of a guidelines.
Understanding.
Then yeah. if you stepped out of those guidelines.
Yeah.
That is cheating.
That's cheating.
You know, and so, you know, in mm-hmm.
my, you agree with that?
Yeah.
He was agreeing with yeah. that, and I think in my current relationship, you know, we have a very open out there relationship, mm-hmm. and the rule in our household is if there is somebody that you go and step out on, mm-hmm. you need to talk to me about it.
Okay.
If you go and step out, and then I find out that you stepped out. That is constitutes a cheating.
Do you have to talk about it before you step out?
Right.
Before.
Yeah. Before. Yeah.
Okay.
Before. That makes
so that
sense.
There, it, okay. it is on the table.
So the expectation's there.
That is what is cheating. And I think a lot of people, when they think of open relationships, they're like, oh, there's no cheating. It's just not. It just doesn't happen.
Okay.
If you step out, that doesn't count as cheating.
Right. Okay.
But in the reality sense, it's like the rules that we have set up
yeah.
is like, if you need to go and if somebody catches your interest, put that on the table in the beginning.
Okay.
Don't tell me Ooh. After the fact.
Right, right.
You Ooh. Know, because then there's like a level of embarrassment that comes with it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah,
finding
yeah.
out from somebody else, you know, a girl having the yeah, girl to girl. Have you ever had a girl say, I just want to come to you woman to woman to your girl?
No.
No?
No, there's no.
What does that even
no
mean?
Woman to woman.
Like, woman to woman.
Like when, let's say you step out on a relationship, right? You cheat on a girl. And then that girl that you cheat on with hits up your girlfriend
yeah.
and is like, hey, I just want to come to you woman to woman and tell you that your man has stepped out.
Oh, okay.
That happens
yeah.
way more often than we
yeah.
would like
yeah.
and way more
yeah.
often than I think we really know.
Yeah.
Because it's a womanhood thing. It's,
yeah.
it's like a brotherhood. It's
yeah.
a womanhood. And it's
yeah.
definitely a tight bond. Because
yeah.
they can put past, my man cheated on me. They're like, girl, unite.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? He's the problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Spread the word. So his resume is fucked up, you
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
His reputation
so,
is done.
So yeah, so it's definitely it's more common than I, like I said, I think we would like. But so I just for layman's terms purposes,
yeah,
what is the layup version as to just why men cheat?
I think to the point where my dad said was just opportunity. It has nothing to do
so,
with.
So what about boredom?
I think
I know,
that's the same thing.
You know what's crazy?
It falls in the same category.
It's not, kinda. Though, because boredom and opportunity. You could be bored and opportunity could present itself and you're like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So if you're bored, Yeah. Right. And you're just tired of the mundane. You're tired of the monotony. You're tired of the routine. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, I'm trying to switch it up. Yeah. Then you go search for opportunity to change it up. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I think boredom is it's funny that you say boredom, because I had put out there, hey, to the audience, why do men cheat?
Yeah.
And a lot of them said boredom.
And here's the thing.
I thought it was interesting because I would never think of that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, all right, so I said I haven't cheated before. I've gone...
Bro, I can't even take you seriously.
But I have. But like,
you're about to spit some facts, and you looking real player right now.
Look like I
you got the lean back.
Look like I sold a lot of drugs. Right,
if you guys are listening to this, like, please watch this.
All you need is a cigar, and you are.
You don't want to miss this.
No, but, like, I haven't cheated in the sense of like a defined relationship and I went outside the rules, but I've done something where like I was, you know, dating somebody and had sex with somebody else. And to me, I felt like I kind of cheated, even though there's no defined rules, but because of the emotional attachment. And
was that guilt?
For sure. Okay. I felt guilty 100%.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I went out, I did what I did. It was, you know, twofold. One was boredom, and then the other was opportunity. It was like, well, I mean, okay, I guess. Man. Like, it's here, it's in front of me, like, it's presenting itself.
Yeah.
Why not?
So let me ask everybody this question, because I'll be the first to admit it. Actually, I need to give a disclaimer. Women, I'm sorry. Oh, I need to apologize initially before you hear the statement.
Explain.
I'm sorry.
Boy. Explain.
Okay, now I got the disclaimer out the way. Here, there's the fine print. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah, buddy.
Everything I'm about to say makes no sense to anyone but men.
Okay.
And again, I'm sorry.
Let him know.
Whenever I cheated.
Yeah.
Every time I cheated.
I know where he's going.
I always appreciated my woman, or if I wasn't in a relationship, my main chick, so much more when I would come back from the streets.
And you know what's crazy? I wanted to you said that on the last episode, and I wanted to dive more into that because I wanted to know, like, the nitty gritty. Like, did you, because I remember you said you didn't feel guilty. It wasn't the guilt.
Sometimes I did, but it was just like I was bored.
Yeah.
And then I was searching for opportunity.
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
You know, like the saying is, men want their cake and eat it too. I wanted the whole bakery.
Yeah.
I was opening up bakeries, hiring bakers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, just real quick. I hate that saying.
Why? Yeah.
Which one?
Like, who doesn't want to have their cake and eat it? What's the point in having cake if you can't eat it?
Yeah.
I understand the point of the saying. I get
the relationship
aspect. I understand it, but it's just
your woman has to be the cake.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
Daddy. And you should eat her.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
For sure.
I hate that saying.
But dog, you know.
But I know. But I get you 100%. I just had to.
But yeah. So whenever I would step out and I would come back.
Yeah.
I would be like, thank you for being you.
Yeah. Grateful.
And in my head, I'm saying it's not out loud to her, but I'm like, it's hard out here in these streets.
Yeah.
They don't make them like you.
Yeah.
So I'm sure all the women are like, then why you got to step out? I don't know why I was doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, even that, but it's a drive. There's a real drive.
It's like Brian said.
Yeah.
When he said men don't have a sex drive necessarily, they have an ejaculation drive.
Yeah.
And that hit different. And also, too, like the boredom thing, though, because the same thing over and over and over, I will say, I think a lot of it also has to do with maturity. I'm not going to say age, but maturity.
Yeah.
You know, because once you get to the level of the grass isn't greener.
Yeah.
On the outside, right? It's green where you water that shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have the Costco size bags of fertilizer. I got unlimited water supply out here in LA.
Yeah.
I keep my shit tight. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I think once you get to the maturity level of like, I'm just going to step out and just keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so what, let me ask you this then. What makes guys not cheat? Like, how do they flip that coin?
I think that's part of it is the maturity.
Maturity.
Yeah.
Because I think until you have that, you really don't even understand consequences, right? Like, I think a lot of times, and it's not always, but women are more in touch and have access to their emotions, their feelings, what's going on with them.
Yeah.
And so they're able to weigh. You know, a lot of times they're just smarter and wiser of the situation. So they're able to weigh the consequences. Do I want to lose this? It's the same reason why when women do cheat, they usually tell the dude, look, I got my dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to do that.
Right.
Yeah. We could do this.
Right.
don't be calling me in beats. And the dudes are like, nah, I don't have a girl. Just stupid.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But to your point, there's actually a scientific proof behind that.
Oh, snap.
So,
but what behind?
Behind women just rationalize better
right.
than men.
Yeah.
So the prefrontal cortex, part of your brain, right in
it's
the front,
developed.
Is the size of an almond.
Yeah.
Now, women have a bigger almond than men.
I believe it.
So with that being said, in those knee-jerk reactions, lack of a better term, moments, women can rationalize way quicker and way better than men can. That's why men really don't realize what they have till it's gone. Another scientific fact with cheating in relationships, and especially with the breakups, and I want to know if you guys can agree to this. The first 6 months of a breakup, women, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, take the microscope out and the magnifying glass and assess everything about the relationship in the first 6 months. They detail everything. They talk to their homegirls. They're reading books. They're listening to podcasts. They're doing they're doing everything, right? Yeah. The first 6 months.
Yeah.
The first 6 months for men, we're in these streets.
We've been hibernating
for 6 months. Let's go. You know, I'm ready. Hey, what's the plan for tonight? Come through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
our first 6 months is the complete opposite of theirs, which in turn is the reason why you get the "Hey, stranger," text after 6 months. Now, what happens is after that 6 months, the woman is like, "He ain't shit. I'm out.
Yeah.
I've self-diagnosed. I've self-assessed. I'm good now." Yeah. Right? And then the man comes back in and he's like, no, but I'm sorry. I realized I didn't know what I had till it was gone. It's too late.
Yeah.
That 6 month mark is everything. So ladies, when you get that "Hey, stranger" text, or "I've been thinking about you" text, or the future meme where he's like, you know what I'm saying?
I've been thinking about you.
That's what happens.
I think you're completely correct. I don't think it's even 6 months. I think it's about like a month. Like, I think guys go through this thing where, like you said, we're out here for like about a month. And then, at least for me, it's like a month and then I'm
you get bored.
Yeah, like after a month, you're like, damn.
Ironically,
this is boring. Like, nah, but I kind of liked hanging out with her every day, or I kind of like this, or I kind of like that. And I feel like women kind of, but to your point, you're absolutely correct. Like, we have this weird flip-flop thing where men will go out after a breakup and we're cool. Mm-hmm. Like, we're running. We're having a good old time. And women are the ones who are like, I miss him.
Of course.
But then after a little while, it flips. And then we start missing them.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, man, these hoes ain't shit. Yeah. I need my girl back.
Yeah.
But then she's like, cool, nigga.
I got a new one.
I think a lot of it also depends. Yeah. A lot of it also depends on how long they've been together. Because that's another fact.
Oh, shit.
Because the other facts, I believe, are for every like year, 2 years, maybe you've been together. That's where that 6 months maybe could turn into 9 months. So it could stretch it depending on the longevity. But also, to your point, Los, like, you know, a lot of men could be a month. A lot of men could be 3 months, 6 months. Some men never come back. You know what I'm saying?
They
never learn. But every situation is different. But I thought that was interesting because it made sense, because all the ladies are like, of course, now he wants to come back. I finally moved on. I finally got over him. And now he wants to. You
and
know
they
what I mean?
Don't know why. I'm glad you put it that way, because now they have something to connect it to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and also I have sent the stranger text just to send it. Like, what's up?
Asshole.
What's going on?
But I was single.
But there's also like, I don't know the name of it. I wish I could remember. But there's a chemical that goes off in your body when you first, that whole nostalgia and the fun and that moment.
Yeah.
And I think but honestly, I would be curious. I think it's a different chemical for women than it is for men.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, because for women, they say it could go up to 18 months of just that whole honeymoon period. And I think for men, it depends on, it's a case by case basis.
Yeah.
It could be shorter or longer.
Yeah.
But I think it's a different chemical. Like, case point is that women are looking at the whole scope of it and like, does this right fit? Girl, he did this. Does this make sense? What do you think this means? And guys are like, yo, she cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's a different chemical, but it doesn't last, I think, for both the same.
I would be interested really to find that out. I also maybe think it has to do with where they are in their life.
Yeah.
Timing,
that's true.
Right?
Yeah. That's true.
So another question I think maybe the ladies would want to know is, can men be faithful?
Oh, yeah.
Of course they can.
How?
Absolutely.
Self-discipline and understanding of the consequences, knowing what
being fearful of the consequences and understanding.
Well,
for
I think fear can only, for me personally, fear only goes so far for me.
Okay.
It's a more or less, I'm like, if I'm scared of it, I don't know. My initial thought with fear is that it wouldn't keep me, because the things that I'm scared of, I'm attracted to.
So you know, you like that challenge?
Yeah, the things that I'm risk. Like, I end up leaning towards things that I'm fearful of.
Okay.
So if I'm just scared of losing her, I will balance that line a lot. Mm-hmm. I'll play with that line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really comes down to, and I want to actually know what your guys' thoughts are. How much is ego driven in the cheating?
Yeah. Well, it's ego. It's also bragging rights sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so when I was younger, you know, it was a competition with my boys to see how many girls I could get.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a competition to how long can you last in relationship. You know, it's the complete opposite.
That's never.
You know, because it's back then for me, it was quantity over quality.
Yeah.
And I always just was. It's so funny. Los, you talked about this, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I forget what episode and you called it the Netflix syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And explain that for the people one more time.
Well, I feel like just in relationships these days, it's hard for people to settle down because they have this like thing where, like, am I going to miss out on something else? And I partially attribute that to kind of like Instagram and the way that we communicate now and how like it used to be like you had to go out, go to a bar, go somewhere to meet somebody. So if you met somebody dope, like you kind of had to be like, oh, like
I gotta
like do the right thing by this individual and like, you know, do the right thing. But nowadays it's like because you literally have the world at your fingertips. Like if you know, you have this thing where it's like, well, she's dope, but oh shit, like, oh wow, look at her.
She might be better.
She might be better. Let wait a minute, look at this one. So I feel like we all have like this thing where, and we do it with Netflix, where it's like we look at something like, oh, I kind of want to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what else is out there?
But you know why we have a hard time committing to the Netflix show and a lot of men have a hard time committing to women is the same thing. The fear of wasting your time.
Right.
Right. And so for me, I used to have this saying, I don't fear commitment. I fear wasting my time.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of truth in that statement.
Yeah,
however,
I relate to that heavy.
My wife hit me with this. She's like, I hate when you say that because nothing is a waste of time.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Right. There's a lesson in everything.
Yeah.
There's something to take away from every situation you put yourself in, whether it's a Netflix show or a relationship.
That's a mature perspective.
Yeah, that's my wife.
I tend to agree with her more than I disagree.
Remember, women, we got the bigger prefrontal cortex.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And so when she hit me with that, I was like, oh, you're right. Because actually that's why I'm the man I am today, because I learned from all my lessons in the past. Because I put that time in. If I didn't put that time in with her, that when I thought back then it was a waste of time, now I realize that was actually the perfect lesson I needed to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but again, that Netflix thing, I was thinking about that because that was so true. And that made me think about I don't fear commitment. I fear wasting my time. But I also think back to the overall, can men be faithful? Yes. And piggybacking off of what you guys said too, I need women to understand, and men too. For me personally, it was all about timing.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have chemistry with somebody. Because you can meet a girl, she's super cool, you guys kick it, you got a lot in common, it's all good, but then you're like, I'm just not ready.
Yeah.
It's not the right time. So it's one thing to have chemistry with someone, it's another thing to have the right timing. And as they say, timing is a bitch.
Yeah.
I think a lot, I you know, I go back to the maturity thing because I think that, you know, when you're, so I'm going to touch my son as I say it, you know.
Yeah.
When I dated his mom, you know, we were cool. I absolutely loved her of what that age was,
right?
But in that moment I had no idea of consequences. I had no idea of loss. I had no idea of that,
right?
And so it wasn't but this is the theory I have, though, is that I think that coming from where most men come from, they don't even love themselves. So how are they possibly going to love anybody else?
Talk about it. They can't.
And I think with maturity, when men learn to love themselves, Los is not even listening. He went somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think when men learn to love themselves, that's when they can understand what love is, and then they can love the girl that they're in with, and then that shifts.
Amen. I couldn't agree more. I don't know if you're going to go, Jay, but I was going to say, that is maturity, right? Because that's self-awareness.
Yeah.
And that was definitely a hit home for me. And that was the catalyst for my shit. Because I was just like, I don't really even love myself. How can I expect to love someone else?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're never going to love anyone as much as you love yourself.
No.
Well, actually, your kids. I'll take that back. You'll see in a couple
weeks.
You know that.
Yeah.
So, that's so true, because that self-love thing is so important. And I always encourage women, if we know, me and my wife's our circle, we know any single ladies. I'm like, look, guys, you have to understand, you're not necessarily searching for the tall guy, handsome, good job. Don't even worry about all that, because that goes out the window unless he's self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And unless he's able to own up to his actions,
right,
take accountability.
Yeah.
You're just going to be at a dead end.
That's a big part of it, because I loved his mom, but I didn't love me.
Mm.
So that love, it didn't transcend really. Once I started to love me, then I was able to love my wife that I am with today.
Right.
And we've been married for, it'll be November 9th, 24 years.
So
first woman in my life that I've been faithful to.
Let's not pass over that. 24 years?
24 years,
Dog, I'm only 33.
Yeah.
Like, that's good for you.
Yeah.
So I have two questions for you.
All right.
One is, how did you get to that moment of self-love and understanding of what that takes?
Well, this is going to sound like okie-doke, kind of weird, what I'm about to say. I know it can throw, but I think it's a case-by-case basis. For me, it was once I kind of like was able to get through all my childhood upbringing of God, and I was able to get in alignment with God, it kind of just, what it did is it softened my heart, right? So that I could understand what love is, you know, because my dad abandoned me.
Yeah.
I had my mom, so I knew that. But from a male perspective, I had no understanding really what that was. So once I was able to have this relationship with God that was like, you know, I understood love. Then I was able to love myself. And then once I was able to love myself, then I was able to fall in love with my wife today. Right.
So,
but I will say, I cheated on her for about 4 years. My wife.
Okay.
I cheated on her for about 4 years. I know, women, I get it. I know it's wrong. But I did.
Sure.
I came to her and I explained to her. And once I was able to make that shift, I was able to explain like how I messed up, the mistakes I've made, why I've done,
and
how it shifted and what's changed about me and why this is going to change going forward. And I've been able to hold it today.
So when you cheated and you were able to admit that to your wife,
She wasn't my wife at the time, though.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. She was just my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Did you have that feeling of, like, when you cheated, you appreciated her more? Or I guess the other part could be, or did you just fear the consequences so much that you didn't want to lose her?
You know what's interesting? Because I go back to that opportunity, I did, ironically, appreciate her more. Because the girls I was cheating with, they weren't doing the way beyond,
wifey.
They're not thinking like, let me get the soup. You don't look well. Let me see what's going on. I hear something in your throat. You know, they weren't in like, I know you didn't like peas, so I took them out. They weren't thinking of any of those things.
No.
So, yes, I appreciated her more because she thought way beyond just in that moment. It was more than a season. It was like further.
I have this theory that there's certain girls for certain things.
Yep.
There's a wifey.
Yep.
There's a side chick.
Yep.
There's a weekend thing.
Yep.
There's a one night thing.
Yep.
There's certain girls for certain things. So to your point of the not thinking about soup, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Duane Reade, wherever you guys are listening or watching, I definitely understand what you're saying. But we still mess with these girls that we know aren't wifey. It's why, Sway?
I think it comes down to like what you're looking for. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you step out, you're not looking to step out with another wifey. You're looking to step out with someone who's gonna give you that toxic sex.
Are you looking just for a release or a break from your relationship?
When I've cheated at the time, a lot of times there was no rhyme or reason.
Okay.
It was just like she was throwing it and
opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity. There was
opportunity.
No, and you know what sucks too is because when you get caught cheating red-handed, a lot of times the women think it's because they did something wrong.
That's the bad part.
It's not true. That's the thing that sucks is they can be the most perfect girlfriend.
Perfect.
And they could be doing nothing wrong.
Right.
And just like Sally down the street just pops
throwing
in.
It, right?
Yes.
She's been in the gym.
And she offers something
Parker.
New. And I have this saying that I always say is like new can't compete with comfortable. However, comfortable.
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
Comfortable is better than new. But in that moment,
mm-hmm.
new can't when new comes around,
yeah.
comfortable is like, I know that already. I know every crevice of that.
Right. Yeah.
But this new thing, I don't know what it's going to provide. I don't know what it's going to do.
I mean, it's like, just when you were saying that, it reminded me of like, you ever like go out of town and you got a rental car?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like rental car, like you really enjoy driving that rental car while you're out of town. Like,
yeah,
you
know, smell different.
You're not even thinking about your car.
Like, you're looking at all the new gadgets and shit. Yeah. Like, that's nice. I'm gonna touch that button.
Yeah,
You enjoy it. But then you get back home and you're like, oh shit! Like my car's got great mileage.
I'm
like,
chilling.
I got some memories in this car.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at this. I got cup holders with other.
Yeah.
Oh man, like that car was cool, but this is my car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like it's kind of like that. Like it's the experience is cool for the moment, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know what you have is good, it's dependable, it's, you know, like it does everything you need it to do, it treats you right, like
yeah.
And see, and that's where maturity comes in, because when you get to that rental car, when you get to the rental car, right, when you have maturity, you're like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I don't have to rent this car.
I'm good.
I can take the bus.
So, moral of the story, ladies,
I can walk.
If you go on a trip with your man and you get to the rental car, pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. Watch how he reacts to
pay
it.
Pay attention when he's at Hertz in line or Enterprise scoping it out.
All excited.
Yeah.
Because that could be you.
You know what's interesting? Yeah. And Jared's going to, you know, he'll experience it soon. But I think also, and this is not for every, it's not for every man. But I think also when a man has a child, right, and the man wants to break the cycle. Right, like I wanted to be everything that my dad wasn't.
Talk about it.
There's good and bad with that, because some of that is way extra,
right?
And then some of it is really good. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I wanted to break this out. Yeah. My father has 8 kids, all different moms.
8 different moms.
Wow.
All different moms. Wow. We have all different moms.
I just found out.
I just found out I have 2 new sisters like 4 years ago that I never even met.
And one of them's younger than me, right?
One of them is his aunt. He's younger than him. My pops was like
a shooter.
Oh man, he's like,
yo,
what
he's
it is?
Shooting.
He's on that Dr. Sebi.
Oh
Sebi
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. I knew when his name was James and he wanted to go by Russell. He already had like a secret agent. Like he just was able to flow differently.
My pops does the same thing.
Yeah,
he introduced himself. Oh my god.
But I knew with Jared, I was like, I want to break the cycle. Yeah. I don't want to be a dad of convenience. Right. I want to be there engaged.
Yeah.
I want to be totally different than what my dad is. When he sees me, I want him to know me.
Yeah.
And so that kind of started me to start thinking. I didn't do it right away, but it started thinking like, he's around me. He's seeing the activity.
Yeah.
Man, I got to start thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because his mother and I weren't together. Mm. And so, and he was my road dog. I brought him everywhere I went. Mm.
To your point, Dex, I had my daughter at 20.
Okay.
And that was the cat. Not only was I a father and I wanted to break the chain, but I was a father to a daughter.
Yeah.
So I was like, karma, please. Just take it easy on your boy. Just chill for me. I'm going to get it right. But yeah, that's so interesting. And, you know, back, I guess, to the men, can they change? Yes. But it's going to be different for each man. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
You want to change.
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to want to change. Exactly. But then what's your motivation?
Yeah.
For us, it sounds like it was definitely kids.
And there's a lot of men who want to change and they just can't.
Well, and maybe they can't
because they don't want to.
Well, but the thing is that like we can't deny the power. Oh, sorry, the power of that seductive new thing is very strong.
Right. Absolutely,
it's like the same as like an alcoholic. Like they want that drink.
It's
they
an
might
addiction.
Want a change.
It's
they
an
might
addiction.
Want to change, yeah. But that that power of that seduction, like. Something new pulling them in is a real thing, and we can't deny that is a real factor in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the power of self-discipline and the power of like understanding that balance of what is the consequences of this action has to be stronger than that pull to step out, which is really hard to do and really hard to achieve because it has less to do with the woman and more to do with the man.
Absolutely,
100%.
Because you can be with a great woman and still fall victim to that child. And I hate to call it a victim because
but for lack of a better term, but that's what I'm saying. I think yes, Los, you're right. They have to want to make a change. But even if they do they know how? That's something that I think. Like, let's say you cheat. Let's say you're trying to get back with your woman, And now you're, because you've worked on yourself, you think you figured out how to be faithful, et cetera, right? And let's say your woman is trying to get back with you, and she's like, I just can't. You know, that trust is mm-hmm. broken, that bond mm-hmm. is broken, it'll never be the same. I'm sorry. I hope that the man doesn't revert back to his old ways. Like, see, this is why I'm not faithful. You know, he gets discouraged and just falls back into comfort
the thing,
territory.
Listen, this is just, again, it's not rule of law, but I think, though, most of the men, and this is not making an excuse for them at all, just giving an insight to it, is that it's a lot of these fatherless boys that don't have men to help them become men. And so for women, I think for the majority of women, not all, for the majority, they grow up with their mother.
Yeah.
Right. That is able to instill some of these things, right?
Yeah.
So I think that whole, that's a big chunk of that makes an issue.
But I think did you say the women instill it into the young men?
No. Well, women do instill to young men, but okay. I think women having, when they have daughters, women being able to be there and instill to their daughters is different from men growing up without a man to instill in them.
So I grew up with a single mother.
Right.
And that also, yes, I cheated, but that also made me, believe it or not, made me think twice a lot of the times to cheat, because I'm like, damn, like it's a certain bond with a single mother and a son.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she may not have deliberately instilled things in me, but subconsciously she did.
Yes.
I was like, damn, my mom was cheated on. You know, my mom was hurt. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, and then I had a daughter. So it was just like, okay, I got to get my shit together once and for all. But I think single women, Steve Harvey said something that was really good. He had a ton of single mothers and their sons on his show. And the whole premise of that episode was about growing up fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, single mothers, I want you to know, and the reason why you're here is because there's not that much you can do to fill that father figure void.
Yes.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Yeah. True. Okay. That's manage true. Expectations, number one, because there's not much you can do. But what you can do and what is in your control is, because that little boy is seeking for some type of male figure,
right,
role model, so to speak, in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in your control as a single mom is providing that role model to him,
mm-hmm.
whether it's your brother, as in your son's uncle, whether it's a coworker or maybe your father, whoever it is, but you are responsible and having your control to provide that father figure of type, or older brother figure of type, to your son, because he's going to search for it regardless.
Yeah.
And you don't want him to search for it in the streets. You don't want him to search for it and end up with the wrong role model type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that is, if there's any single mothers out there, that's in your control. And that's something.
That's really factual though, because and listen, the sad fact is that a lot of women are having the role of mom and dad.
Yeah, totally. Right?
But that was one of the things that I really appreciated about Jared's mother, is that, you know, we split, it was like 50-50, then was the time it was 60-40, and then I remember saying to her when he was really young, was like, listen, when he starts to move into that 12-13-year-old, mm-hmm. like, I really need him to come live full time with me.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not taking anything away from you, but and you have great attributes, but you're not going to be able to teach him what it is, some of the
to be a man,
the thing, the elements of being a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do that. I want to be about my purpose. And there's good and bad that comes with that.
Sure.
Right. Because it's a nurturing aspect that is going to be missed. Right.
Yeah.
But thank you know, the Lord, she was with me on that.
Yeah. That says a lot about your mom, about your ex, because like, to let her baby boy.
Yeah.
Go into a foreign situation and not really having that much control, because even though you probably spent a lot of time with your mom, you were going home to your dad.
So a lot
of what you spent time and learned from your mom could have been forgotten by the time you went to sleep at night.
You know what I'm saying?
So that says a lot about her, that she was willing to sacrifice those times in her life, because that says a lot.
But in trying not to, like, wanting to not be anything like my father, that was something that was really huge to me. And I even said that to my wife when she was my girlfriend at the time, Kelly. I was like, listen, I have my son.
Mm-hmm.
We share him pretty much 60-40,
mm-hmm.
If not, it's sometimes 50-50. And so there's going to be a time where he comes and lives with me full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her saying, like, you know, I don't know. My mom always told me, I don't know if I should date a guy that has a kid like that. And I said, I was like, I get it. Yeah. Because he's going to be with me. It was no question. I wasn't even tripping on that. I was like, that's fine. Yeah. And then she actually said, ironically, there was something about that that made her go, this guy must be different for him to be so adamant about wanting his son to be close.
But see, you guys use that as practice, you and your new wife, right?
Right.
Because that's what I did. So when I dated post my daughter's mom and I not being together, I always told that woman that I was with who met my daughter that this is going to be practice. You're going to get to see what type of father I'm going to be to our future kids. And I'm going to get to see what type of mother you're going to be to our future kids. So it's just a glass half full situation, but it's also not for everybody.
It's not.
Because the idea is fun.
It's not.
And you don't know unless you're in it. And like your wife now was saying, like, look, my mom told me maybe not really today, but I don't know unless I try.
Sure.
My mom, it may not be for her, but it may be for me.
And even the people that are with it, there's still a lot that comes with that.
Oh, man. It's never ending.
We still work through that even to this day.
It's never like, ending.
There's a lot that's never ending. So, you know, shout out to all the people that do say, I want to do this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of obstacles that come with that, but you can get through it. You know?
Yeah. No, definitely. It's a step. Being a step parent is a tough pill to swallow.
and
kudos to everyone that does do that.
Yeah.
So I actually want to pivot to asking, can the woman do anything to prevent you from cheating?
That's a good question. We have not gone over that.
Yeah.
I think the quick, simple answer, unfortunately, is there's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Halle Berry got cheated on. I mean, damn.
It's like,
But I think a lot of it is for men. So I'll speak from our standpoint. In order for us to prevent or try to prevent our wife or woman from stepping out on us, it's our job to uplift them.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's our job to support them. It's our job to give them words of encouragement, affirmation. All the five love languages, touch, quality time, acts of service, right? Baby, you look beautiful. I got the dishes. Don't worry. I'll help you with this. I'll help you with that. And for women, they can do that too. I mean, if there's anything that's in their control from trying to prevent us from cheating, it is that. Like, understand your man.
Yeah.
Understand what he needs. Because a lot of times, besides boredom and opportunity, a lot of times they step out because they're not getting what they want at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So whether it's, like for me, I need words of affirmation. I need you to be my hype man at all times.
Yeah.
I deal with sometimes some self-doubt, insecurity. We all go through it, imposter syndrome. And I need my wife to be like, babe, what? Remember why you started. Remember who you are. Remember what you're striving for. You got this. Like, I need that. And if I didn't get that, I might step out and get it from someone else.
Sure.
So I would just say words of encouragement for the ladies out there for trying to keep your man faithful. Because first of all, it's not your job. Let me just be clear on that. This is not your job, but it's a bonus, and it was not going to hurt to just kind of know your man and what he needs and what he wants.
Yeah, I think it is their job. I think that men need their ego stroked, because that's what I brought up earlier, was like, how much is it to do with ego?
Yeah.
And you need to, you know, kind of like what Brian was saying on the last episode, was like, encourage that masculinity. Yeah. Because a lot of times when men step out, it has to do with the person that is stroking that ego.
Yeah.
The person that is you know, lifting up that masculine side of them.
Yeah.
And if you're stroking that side and you're lifting the masculinity in him, a lot of times he's probably not going to be looking for anything else after that.
Because he's got everything he needs at home. And the same thing with the woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys this too. Have you ever experienced you searching for something in your woman that your mom gave you?
No.
So for example.
Yeah, I was like, explain that.
I had a realization moment earlier this year where during the actual quarantine life when we all stayed at home, I was wanting quality time with my wife and she was working from home and she separated herself from me from working because she just likes to work solo. And so I'd be, you know, a couple hours go by. I'm like, babe, can you spend time with me? Can we hang out? What's good? And she's like, I can't. I'm working. I'm like, just work on the couch. Grab the laptop. What's up?
Yeah, let's do
this. Grab a laptop for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, let's kick it. And she's like, I can't. And I used to get upset. And then I talked to my therapist about it, and he was like, did you ever miss just quality time with your mom growing up? Did you ever just yearn that time with her?
Yeah.
Like, being in the same room with her. And yeah. I was like, yeah, all the time. I grew up with a single mom. She had multiple jobs. She was never really around. I was raised by myself and then a babysitter a couple of times. And I was like, he goes, you're asking your wife to do things that your mom could never do for you.
Yeah.
So you're trying to fill that void with a person.
Hmm. Yeah.
And only you can fill that void.
Yeah.
Right. Only you can ultimately understand that, recognize that. So then when I did, I went to my wife. I was like, babe, my bad. I realized I lacked that from a child. And I just brought it into this relationship. So back to the question, did you guys ever have a moment where you're looking for something from your wife that either your mom gave you constantly and you still crave it, or she never gave you at all, so then you really crave it?
Yeah. You know, I think about it. I don't think that translates for me personally.
Okay. But that may say a lot about Shan.
Yeah.
Because maybe she knows you so
she's
well.
She's already providing.
She's already doing
this.
It.
Yeah.
So
you
don't know what you're missing because you have it.
Well, yeah, I always say too, because, you know, I don't know if there's somebody out there better for me than Shan.
Right, right.
And, you know, I hate to say it, but that plays a huge role in why I don't step out.
Do you think she's your soulmate? And do you believe in soulmates?
I don't believe in soulmates.
Okay.
I don't believe in soulmates. I think that she is somebody who has studied relationships, has studied herself, and now she is a complete whole person that can bring in, you know, like I look at it like this. In a relationship, a lot of times we're looking for someone to fill us and to make us a whole person.
Yep.
But the best relationships that I've been in are when two people are whole people and they make a third thing. It's not like 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
And so she brings out a different side of me that's a whole different thing. I bring out a different side of her that's a whole different thing. So, you know, it's really tough for me because I want to say, you know, I want to say like she has nothing to do with me stepping out and it's all of me. But reality is that she is such an incredible woman that like I don't, there's nobody that comes around that is like, oh, let me try this.
The full package.
It's so interesting.
It's funny you say that. I said this on my show a couple episodes ago, and I said to all the single women out there, like, you want to look for someone to compliment you, not complicate your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Find the complimenter,
well, that's the goal.
Not the complicator.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you found Shan who compliments you. I have Shay who compliments you. You found your wife who compliments you.
Yeah.
Hollywood Los. when he's ready, because it's a choice, bro. Like, there's single people out there for a reason because they can't get it together, and there's single people out there by choice. You want to talk about that?
I agree. I'm sorry. I'm fighting it today.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I had some mushroom tea last night.
Oh, and, there you go.
And I'm like
going through it.
Yeah, I'm really fighting it today. So.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Hey, got you.
Not like hungover, just like
no, we got you.
Yeah.
I'm having flashes.
You're in the clouds.
I'm having
right
now.
You're in the cloud.
Hence the shades. We got you.
Yeah, no. A couple thoughts that I've had just listening to you guys right now. I think that a lot of the people that are listening to this are going to be looking for like a concrete reason and a strategy, right?
Yeah.
Like a reason why. Like, this is it. Point at it. That's it. And then, what can I do to prevent it? And I think ultimately, like, and we've kind of said this, but there's nothing you can really do to prevent it. It's all, like you're saying, as far as like me, you know, having a relationship, it all comes down to when you're ready.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can like, you, and I feel like women do this where they're like, they beat themselves up when they get cheated on.
Yeah.
Like, they did, like, where did I go wrong? What happened? What is this? What does she have that I don't have?
Yep.
Is she, you know, is her ass fatter? Is she prettier? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, like, none of that.
It doesn't matter.
None of that really matters.
It doesn't matter.
And I feel bad for them because it's like, I want to be able to give people something to be able to latch onto, but there's nothing really here to. Really,
I think if there's anything to latch on to is trying to identify the men that seem like they're in a season of life that's ready. How to quantify that is not as easy as just saying this dot, this dot, this dot, but it's trying to identify that because that's the sad thing. It really has, that's why I was saying opportunity. It really has nothing to do with she's amazing and you're in love and it's great. Those aren't part of the elements that are part of the equation for men as it is for women.
Yeah, I think like outside of like retributional cheating, right? Like mm-hmm. where you just, you know, you're a terrible person to this individual. Mm-hmm. You're not giving them anything worthwhile. So then they step mm-hmm. out. Like, of mm-hmm. course that, but outside of that, when it's just you're in a relationship with somebody and he just steps out, like, you know, it,
yeah,
it just is what it is. Like, it's not really a reflection on you, the person who was cheated on.
Sometimes it can.
Sometimes it can be, well, right, but a lot of times it's not.
Sometimes it can be, but, yeah. you know, 9 out of 10 times, it's yeah. really just, like JD was saying. It's opportunity, yeah. and it's you not being fully
self-aware
and yeah. at that place in your life where it's like
you can, you know, weigh out that option.
I can weigh these options, yeah. and I sure. think it has a lot to do with, you know, like you say, how much do you love and care about yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're
yeah.
not going to put yourself through something emotionally trying, emotionally stressful, and mm-hmm. not trying to hurt somebody, but you're not going to do things that are going to hurt somebody that you care about,
right?
If you actually, you know, care about yourself and them, so yeah,
and,
yeah.
and to that. That self-love thing is like really where you're able to see, like, okay, that's when they're able to identify what are triggers for them.
Yeah.
Right? Because yeah, I think a lot of times yeah, yeah. men don't even know what triggers are for them. It just right. sets them off.
Yeah.
And I think that women are more in tune with that. Yeah. And I think as, you know, men learn to love themselves, they start to figure out what are triggers and they're able to communicate that.
I was just going to say, but if they can have all that, but if they can't communicate it,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
You got to be able
because
to communicate it.
They can feel she pissed me off and she's not doing this right, and I'm just going to step out. But they can't communicate that right. to their woman. It's like you can't be mad at someone or fault someone for something that they're not even aware of.
They're not aware yeah. of.
So unless you can communicate that, which is self-awareness, that's maturity,
right?
But Los, you said something early on that reminded me of just, you know, sometimes it can be the woman's, I don't say fault, but they can take some responsibility, right, for men cheating on them. And, like, I would just tell those women, just be honest with yourself. Like, don't just put it all on him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't just point the finger. Like, he may have been asking you to do something for a year, whether it's sexually in the bedroom or his be my hype man or whatever it is. And he's communicated that mm-hmm. to you. He's articulated it in several different ways. Mm-hmm. And you're just stuck on no, you know, like just take ownership. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, yeah. you're going to keep taking. It's going to be a vicious cycle. You're just going to keep falling into the sure. same pattern. Oh, girl, he was crazy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, yeah, he's crazy, too. And then 8 guys later, like, they're all crazy. No,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
You're the common denominator.
If they do communicate it, you got to take that in. Like, for yeah. me, I didn't realize for years, even with my wife, that yelling and loud noise and volume, it nah. totally shuts me down.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I was able to identify that's to my childhood. My yeah. parents, I grew up with parents that the police were called to the house constantly
yeah. Yeah.
and
yeah.
fighting and hearing banging doors. And so when I hear a lot of noise or volume or all that raise up, shuts me out. Right. I'm good.
Okay. I want to read a few things. Oh, I got to pass it to you.
Oh. Pass it on down.
I want you to read that first one here. We're gonna get some thoughts from the listeners right now.
Hey.
All right, here we go. I've been cheated on by my first ever boyfriend. How cute, right? And he cheated on me with this girl who would show up to his football games, always try to get his attention, and had history with him.
Uh-oh.
Eventually, I found out they had some sort of thing going on and broke up with him. And then they started dating 2 weeks later.
Uh-oh.
But I think people cheat because they're either feeling trapped, insecure, or bored. If someone feels trapped by other person within a relationship, it's almost like having controlling parents and wanting to rebel. The more strict you are, the more they will want to act out. Does that make sense? Or maybe they are insecure within themselves about the relationship. Or lastly, they could just be bored in the relationship, which in that case, they should tell their partner or break up with them. But it's not always what happens.
Hmm. What are your thoughts?
I agree with her, especially about the part where they should communicate and break up. Like, if you get to a point where you're going to start cheating on somebody, like, and it's, you know, maybe, I don't know, I guess if you're going to be cheating on somebody, just break up with them. Like, if it's going to be a thing where you can't, like, you know, give them what they're wanting from you, you know, in a monogamous relationship, like, just why are you spinning your tires? You're wasting their time and yours. Just go be single. Enjoy your life. Don't drag them along.
Yeah, but that's them. I think they stick around for too long because it's just ego and pride. And, like, I can. Or she ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, unfortunately, I think that's why yeah. a lot
I mean,
of men
no,
just,
I agree
just,
with you.
Just
it's,
can't
it's,
communicate
It's a very toxic
that.
Thing, but yeah. it's like...
And you know, she was... This girl was in his history class.
They had history.
They had time together. She's showing up.
Hold on. No,
they had history.
That's a good yeah. way.
Like She's that. Showing up to his games.
You know what I'm saying? She's stroking that ego.
Giving affirmations.
It sounded like she was, the girlfriend was at the games too, though.
Probably.
So he just, you know, it just, he's not ready.
But we're talking about games because he's playing games. But
he's playing games.
How old is, I mean, is this high school?
Know.
This got to be high school.
Yeah,
listen, if this is high school, just stay single. Stop it. Stop it.
I think intellectually what she said was all true and that you should do that. But at the end of the day, especially with youth, you're greedy.
Yeah, it's just...
You're greedy.
Well, especially
you don't
want to
give that up just because you want this over here.
Yeah.
No, but and at that age, you want to, I mean, as terrible as it sounds, you almost want to fuck as many women as you can, whether that means cheating or not. Like, you're going to, like, 18-year-old guys like, yo, man, guess who I fucked the other day?
Yeah,
even when you have a girlfriend, the whole school
doesn't
might know you
matter.
Have a girlfriend. You're still going to be like, hey, bro, guess what I, you know
exactly.
what I mean? Remember Tiffany?
Yeah. Can we agree on all this? Unless your name is Jared Brady. Okay.
What the heck?
Oh, boy.
unless you are a walking, breathing, living unicorn out here, any man under 30 should not be ready for the settle down.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's...
Personally,
I think to your point, there is a higher average. So there,
I think
there's
it's
something
like
to be said.
90% of men under 30 should not be getting married. Because also, we mature so late.
Yeah.
Like 30 for me was like, boom, light bulb goes off, right? Yeah. Now I'm becoming a man, as we talked about. Now I feel like I know how to really be a future husband. I know how to really get my father card together. You know what I'm saying? So like in my 20s, because I was quantity over quality, because I'm like, I'm too young to settle down and there's too many, like 30 for some reason for men is like the magic number, unless your name is Jeffrey.
But I do think it's like a case by case basis, because for me, it was like 25.
Yeah.
Right. It was so it could.
You're the 10%.
It can shift. You know what I mean. And so I think it's a case by case basis. You know?
Yeah. That's tough. That's a tough one to say. But I think that there is a high average.
Right.
Yeah.
Where men are not really ready. I think even till they're like 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So you know,
because there's a season of wanting to be ready and you're not.
Yeah.
And there's
the
a season of
fun.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to look through these things here and see which one pops out
Give
at you?
Give it to Professor Los.
Woo, okay.
You can scroll down too if you want to.
Here's a good take.
Hey.
It is easier to cheat than to talk about your feelings and needs.
This is facts.
Facts.
Yeah. And I that's the thing. A person who is cheating is taking the easier route.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's a cop out.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Somebody said, let's see what you guys think about this.
I don't know about
one.
That though.
Uh-oh.
I don't know about that because I think that sometimes you're with the girl and she has a lot of attributes that you love and you enjoy and you don't want to let go, but then you got this like slice of, you know, different pie that you that she just don't have pie. She got cake.
Yeah.
And you just want some pie.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I'm a little torn on that.
Yeah. She won the bakery.
Yeah. You want all the cakes.
You want all the
sugar. All the pastries.
Yeah. What else you got?
What was the one that you were gonna?
All right, let's see what you guys think about this one. Some men emotionally cheat with conversation with the notion of something more.
Yeah. For sure.
I think
that's what I was saying.
A lot of men, all men.
Yeah.
I've done that.
But see, I don't think that we don't look at that
as
cheating.
No,
we don't look at emotional cheating as cheating because to us, like at least for me, the only real cheating there is in this world is physical cheating. Now I get that
tread lightly, dog.
Look, I understand the emotional. They only come for you. I understand the emotional.
They love those. I don't know what it is.
I understand what women say when they're like, well, emotionally you cheated on me. But for me, it's like, man, you would have to be like, I don't know that I would ever feel emotionally cheated on by a woman having a male friend.
Yeah.
No.
So.
Like conversation and stuff like that. Like I'm not really bothered by that. And I could be, maybe it's just, I haven't been in a situation with a woman where I was like, oh, I don't want you talking. Like,
but emotionally cheating is deep because when you're usually that infatuation happens, you want to spend time with someone that you've emotionally cheated with. And that's taking time from the person that is in the relationship. Right. So that emotionally cheating can go really deep because it can almost be even when you're with your person you're in relationship with, you don't even want to be there. There's nothing in it. You're giving nothing to it. There's no investment because you're thinking about this over here. Even though physically it hasn't went down, emotionally, you're in tune.
Yeah.
It's all like, about the connection when you're talking about emotional cheating. And I'm telling you, I was like, I'm not cheating. And she's you're not physically cheating, but you're emotionally cheating. And it's worse. And it's worse because of this. women know that men can just have sex with no emotional attachment.
Right.
So if I'm spending emotional time with you,
yeah,
that says more than the physical act.
No, I mean, I don't, it's weird. It's a weird juxtaposition because I don't necessarily disagree with anything that you guys are saying. For me, I don't think you guys are wrong. I just know that in my head, like, I equate cheating to the physical act. The emotional side, while I do acknowledge that that is a thing that people emotionally cheat, like, for me, it just doesn't, I don't want to say it, like, I don't, like, it doesn't, it's not real to me, but it's just not a thing that I really view. Like, I don't.
So let me ask you this. So let's say that you have a really good day. You just, your career, just, you had a moment and you're like, and you're in a serious relationship, right? Because I'm an advocate of you should marry your best friend. Okay. So you can't wait to tell your best friend, AKA your girl.
Right.
And your girl's emotionally cheating on you with another guy, and she didn't have the time a day to give back to you to hear about your big news and your moment and to celebrate with you.
He said in the last episode that he would be more upset if she physically cheated.
Absolutely. 100%.
I mean, you're going to be, here's the thing. I agree with you as a man. Yeah. I think physical cheating is going to hurt me more than emotional cheating. But from the women's standpoint,
I get it.
Emotional for them most of the time hurts more than the physical cheating.
Yeah.
Because you're like, damn, like, he put the time in. He made a connection. He's talking to her. He's pillow talking with her. He's sharing the same things that I want to hear, that I want to know, that I want to share with him, right? And I don't get to have that. That's what I'm saying, the physical, emotional. But, I mean.
So, yeah, I guess for me, what I'm really trying to say is, like, if I do emotionally cheat, I'm not doing it in the mindset of I'm cheating. Like, if I physically cheat on you, I know what I'm doing is wrong. Right, I know that I'm cheating, right?
For sure.
But if I'm emotionally cheating, like, I'm not going to recognize that in the act, that, yo, what I'm doing is emotional infidelity, and it's going to make my girl feel some type of way.
Right.
That doesn't register to me until it's brought up.
That goes to that point where, when that statement, I was kind of a little like, I don't know if men emotionally cheat with an idea of it's going to go here.
Most of the time,
I kind of more connect with what Los is saying. Is like, there's times where I've kind of fell into something like, wow, well, how did I get here? I mean, it wasn't my goal from the gate. We just had this vibe. We were talking. It was cool. And then now we're here.
Yeah. Right. But physically, that's when you recognize that, oh, wait, how am I here?
Right.
Like, you're not like, how am I having this conversation with this? Like, you're not thinking about that.
If you build that strong connection with the other woman that you step out with, you may be more inclined now to leave your woman for that other woman.
Because
it's not just about sex. She also she's the chicken noodle soup. Woman, you know what I'm saying? She's taking care of me when I'm sick. She's talking to me. She's there for me. She's my hype man. She's actually everything that my woman is, but better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't know that unless you develop that connection. But I want to know this from the people watching and the people listening.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
let us know, because this is definitely the social clip. I already know, like, this is it. You guys are watching this right now on IGTV. Let us know what you think. Is emotional cheating worse than physical cheating?
Yeah,
let us know.
That is a question that needs to be dived into. I think it is different for each person.
Yeah,
you know, for me, I kind of think that the emotional side would hurt me more.
Yeah, I think most women are going to identify that emotional cheating is just as damaging as physical cheating.
You don't think they will?
No, I think they will. I think to them that it can be just as bad, physical or emotional.
If not
worse. Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's okay. They feel like they aren't good enough, so they sabotage the relationship.
Men? I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I asked the question, why do men cheat?
Oh.
I disagree with that.
Yeah. I disagree.
Yeah,
too.
I don't connect with that.
I
one.
Disagree with that.
No.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I do too. Yeah, definitely. I've in my life, I've had times where, because of my position and where I'm at in life, I didn't feel like I was good enough for the woman that I was seeing. And so at that point, I would just be like, man, well, fuck it.
Why not just break up with her?
Yeah.
Probably because, like, to your point earlier about selfishness. But also it was like, I think part of it might have been like I recognized that she was a phenomenal woman. Like, she looked great, had a great career, made good money. But at that point, I didn't do those things, right? I didn't make good money. I didn't have a good career. So I didn't feel good enough, so I like I said, I would step out, but I didn't want to let that go because I recognized how good those attributes and those qualities were.
Yeah.
So it was very much selfishness and At the same time, self-sabotage. Hmm. Like, I was selfish. I wanted to keep it. But at the same time, I had the feeling that I knew I wasn't good enough to keep it. So it was like, well, I might as well do my thing and enjoy myself.
But if you're self-sabotaging, is like you're doing this in hopes that the relationship ends.
Well, no, it's because I had the feeling that it was going to end. Like, I didn't think I could sustain this. I didn't think I could keep
her. Oh, then that's just you being checked out.
No, it was just me.
Well, he's agreeing with what she's saying.
No, yeah, I'm agreeing with her. Yeah.
But I don't think that's self-sabotage. I think what you're saying is like you were checked out, and you're like, but I don't want to break up with her because she is good.
Yeah. No, not at all, though. I wasn't checked out. Like what I'm saying is I saw the value in her. I saw how great she was. You just were like,
might as well do this.
But, right. But to me, it's like, yo, like, she's going to
leave me anyway.
I can't keep this up. She's not going to want to stay with me.
Okay,
so,
got it.
You know what? Instead of letting it get to that point, I'm going to keep, you know, because I don't want to get rid of her. I don't want to break up with her because I do see all the great things that she offers.
You just don't think it's going to last.
But it's like, well, I don't think it's going to last, so I might as well do my thing.
I feel that.
And, you know, do this. And
I understand.
I shouldn't even say break up because we weren't like officially together. It was a thing where we were, you know, dating and that type of thing. Right. So I'm like, well, instead of just committing to her fully, fuck it, I'm just gonna do my thing.
I understand that. I just don't relate to it. I haven't had that experience, but I get what you're saying. That's interesting.
I don't necessarily I've never cheated because I didn't think that the relationship would last. It was all selfish decisions,
all selfish thing,
and it was all about ego for me, and it was all about opportunity and just like taking advantage of the moment. You know, and I said this in the beginning of the episode, I think there's like this weird social imprinting that happens on all men, is like the more women that you can bag equals the more masculine and more of a man that you are.
Well, I mean, I think
I think it's wrong. I think that's the wrong way of to view it. But that was what was. Socially,
I mean, and to your point though, that has to do with genetics as well.
Yeah.
Like if you take, all right, let's go back to caveman time, right? Yeah. Like more women would be a mark of more masculinity because back then women aren't going to have, like the whole point of sex back then was to populate. So women aren't going to have sex with a man who's not masculine, who's not killing the saber tooth, who's not, you know, they're not going to have sex with the sick little scrawny guy that can't kill anything, can't grow anything, because that's not a partner that will sustain repopulation long term. So it's very well, I don't know, I wasn't a caveman, but I'm sure there was probably two or three cavemen similar to a lion that were knocking down multiple women because they were the most manly, they were the alpha, etc. What I mean? So there's genetics involved with that too, whether, you know, it's something that people, you know, maybe some people think that should have been bred out of us by now or not.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think so. I think there's certain things that are hardwired into us that are
our biological makeup,
animalistic at the very prime.
Evolved.
Right.
It has not evolved. Our mind has evolved, but our biological makeup
and
has not evolved.
And that's why we should be able to not cheat.
Yeah,
because our mind has evolved.
Exactly. But I also think like genetics plays a big part of it, and I think also what's instilled. You know, like it's interesting for me to hear Jared say, which is in the same mindset of me, is like, I never self-sabotage, although I know it's real and valid. I never self-sabotage because I thought I was not enough.
Right.
You know, from him being 1 year old, before he could even talk, I used to have the stories of him when we would go on long trips of, you know, hey, listen, you have the gold.
The gold, yeah.
You got the gold.
That's right.
You know, you're going to be around a lot of friends. They're going to be in the chase. They're going to be chasing after it. You're not going to have to chase after it because you have the gold. So you're going to actually have you're going to have choices. Mm-hmm. You're going to have options to be able to choose. So I think it's part of it's genetics, and I think also what's instilled.
Oh, this is an interesting take. Novelty is often valued over intimacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that kind of goes in line with the new and comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real thing, and it has to be acknowledged. And if
break that down, what does that mean? Novelty,
the new shiny thing.
Something that's like, oh, what is this? This is brand new. It's the new rented car. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's just something that has to be acknowledged and talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recognize it early enough, you can definitely control it.
Sure,
it's something that it's not controllable.
Right,
and that's where I come down to self discipline. Mm-hmm. Is like, if you don't have self-discipline, then you're not going to be able to stop cheating as a man, you know? So that's just really what it comes down
self-discipline
to.
Self-discipline for the win.
All right. Let's do some speed real quick.
We'll just motorboat it real fast.
All right. They enjoy the thrill.
Yep.
They feel trapped.
Woo.
Yeah.
Unhappy. The feeling of being wanted by another woman and their sex addicts.
Woo. we let them know.
This is a man. It's in our nature. Men got to fight that little voice in our head sometimes.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
Yep. Conditioning from childhood. More women equals masculinity.
Ego-driven
behavior.
Yeah. We talked about it.
I don't think it's specific to gender. Perhaps low self-worth, immaturity, past traumas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. Why women cheat is a completely different.
There is a different reason.
A completely different realm. And I'm not going to speak on it. I'm going to bring a girl in to talk about it. But I don't think that everything that we discuss can be crossed over to women.
No.
So.
Wow. This one is interesting. I'm going to edit it a little bit for their own sake. But my ex cheated because he placed his self-value and his sexual desirability to others. He had some sexual trauma he hadn't dealt with, and shame made it hard for him to be honest. Like, he put value in himself and how much people wanted to fuck him.
A lot of people do that.
Let's see. Lust. It's like smoking weed for the first time and craving for more than just weed.
I guess they wrote that for you.
I don't really
that's some fan
fully
mail.
Understand that one, but
that's fan mail, dog.
That's wild.
Because they believe the grass is always greener. They can't seem to be sexually committed to one person. It takes physical dedication.
Yeah.
Because they see other men get away with it. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
People cheat, but I think it's because people aren't honest with what they actually want. It seems like a lot of people basically agree with us.
I mean, I think we covered it. And if people want a part two, we give them a part two.
Last one.
Uh-oh.
Boredom.
Of course. Cherry on top.
That's
yeah.
you, bro.
But yeah, yeah.
Not
I think
you specifically, but that's what you brought up in the beginning.
The thrill of the chase. all that you read off, Los, is great because we talked about that before we read it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. And I think the moral of all that you read is that it's all subjective. So there's not one reason as to why men cheat. There's different childhood, it's trauma, it's boredom, it's opportunity. There's so many different factors. So ladies, control within your control. The moral of your story, take anything from this. And
don't take it personal.
That's
hard not to, but it's not about you.
Because that's a good thing. I'll make it quick. A lot of the reason why I was cheating was just because I needed to boost my own ego.
Yeah.
Again, it had nothing to do with the woman.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, do I still got it?
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, thrill of the hunt, man.
Yeah. It's all ego driven, you know? And that's why, you know, when I brought up in the beginning, it was like, how much of this has to do with ego?
Yeah.
You know? And so, but I think today's episode was definitely interesting. It's definitely going to be something that the fans wanted. And they have been asking for it.
Hey.
And so I'm glad we were able to deliver it. I'm glad you came on the episode. You killed it.
I was
you did your thing.
Glad to be here.
JD, you definitely shined today.
Thank you. Talking from experience,
the people
man.
Know. You let the people know.
Takes one to know one.
You came through.
She's
today.
A dirty dog, reformed cheater.
Your boy was out here.
And Los, you know, you were in the class.
Are you grading us? Are you grading today?
I didn't say much either.
Are you grading?
Los, you get an E for effort.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm sorry, man, but the T was strong. And
no.
The trees are moving like in a way that makes them very, very interesting.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But how about this? Ironically enough, this is going to be the one episode where you're actually in focus.
Yeah. Yeah. And ironically enough, the people are just going to like to look at you because you're the heart thought.
Hey. Well, ironically enough, the microphone's been blocking me the whole time. It's not my fault. This piece of equipment.
It was limp. You had a limp.
Okay. I had a limp mic stand.
Yeah.
I got to say, it was fun rocking with my son, rocking with y'all. And just seeing him, because from being a little boy, I've always been talking to him about communication and seeing that he has this podcast where he's communicating.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Hey.
I take the compliment. I receive it,
dog.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.